وحده ونستغفره واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده والنبي هو رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beginning the khutbah al Jummah, praising Allah and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us, walhamdulillah, to the deen of Islam. That walhamdulillah, the great gift of being guided should not be underestimated. That walhamdulillah, something about you made you answer the call that you would give up any idea of worshiping or obeying or following a way of life that would be against the one who created all of our lives. You should congratulate yourselves that when the whisper of Shaitan came to you, and we are reminded in the Quran that the waswisu, the whisper of Shaitan, is ever present, trying to call people away from what is right. And subhanAllah, the whisper comes in every language. Every occasion when it's an opportunity to decide between right and wrong, psst. And so we learn in the last surah of the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَّهِ النَّاسِ, whispering into the hearts of human beings to do something other than what God Almighty would have them do. We are blessed, walhamdulillah, to have been sent prophets, guides, and messengers over the millennia to continue to remind us, culminating with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last of those prophets, giving us the guidance still preserved in the Arabic language that it was revealed in, the Quran. Walhamdulillah, Allah reminds us in the Quran, Bismillah. هَذَا أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةُ وَاحِدَةً. This ummah of yours, the ummah that you have embraced, is one. That community, subhanAllah, saying that we now have put aside the beautiful diversity that Allah has created us in, to recognize that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That all of us have come from the same source. Maybe the dirt is a different color. You go to Saudi Arabia, they have one color dirt. You go to some part in Africa, they have different kind of dirt. All different kind of complexions of dirt. But all of us come from turab, from the elements that make up this earth, dirt. And all of us are going to return. When we return, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not our affair. But know that, walhamdulillah, Allah has created us different for a reason. Allah has put you here in Jumu'ah today for a reason, not by accident. In America, there are many places you can go for Jumu'ah. Excuse me, brothers, no talking in the Jumu'ah. Maybe you came just for that. Assalamu alaikum. There is no talking during the Jumu'ah khutbah. No talking. Alhamdulillah. That, alhamdulillah, Allah put us here because we are following in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put us here because it's the time of Jumu'ah. You leave your work, you leave whatever you're doing to come and gather as one ummah. Dr. Martin Luther King, he said the most segregated hour in America is Sunday at 11 o'clock. Some of y'all don't know that's when they have church. Some of y'all don't know that. Because I grew up a Christian, I know that. Sunday 11 o'clock, most segregated hour in America. Probably the most diverse hour in America is Friday at the time of Jumu'ah. Most diverse gatherings in America happen every week. Why? Because hadha ummatukum ummatu wahida. Because this is one ummah. Now, if you say that this is who we are, then it requires something from us. The requirement from the narration of a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he reminds us that the ummah is like one body. You know, the body has different parts. Some part, they call the arms and legs the extremities. There are some parts of the body, they're far away from the main part of the body, the thorax. The heart is here, but blood still has to flow to the feet and the hands, even though they are far away. He said the example of the ummah is like one body, that if one part of the body hurts, I want you to think about it for a minute. My foot, if I step on something, if a snake bites me, my hand automatically reaches out to protect the foot. It doesn't think about, you know, there was a snake right there, the snake might bite me. The hand begins to look, how can I pick up something to kill the snake? Because I have to defend part of my body. When you are part of one body, the whole body reacts when one part of the body is endangered. When the stomach is hungry, is craving to be fed, the brain begins to operate. How can I provide sustenance for my hungry body? I'm thirsty. There's nothing for me to drink. My arms and legs begin start to move in a direction to get me something to drink. My body will automatically, subhanAllah, those of you who fast in Ramadan, you're still young and healthy, you can fast. During the time when it's hot and you're fasting, your body reduces the amount of perspiration. And when you take a sip at iftar, finally your body begins to sweat. Why? Because the whole body is working together under the conditions maybe of danger or of hunger or of thirst. Today, and this has been going on for months going into years, that there is a part of the body that is hurting. And right now, the particular part of the body is located in the place they used to call Burma. They now call it Myanmar. Probably it was named Myanmar before, and then some people came and changed the name to Burma. So they're going back to their identity. And in that place, maybe that extremity, we don't like to think about the pain, but the Burmese are suffering, and among them, the Burmese Muslims, the Myanmar Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims, are suffering. They are suffering under a 21st century genocide. Now, we have been organizing demonstrations and rallies to apply political pressure. But in the meantime, we need to do something about the danger and the hunger and the thirst that the Rohingya Muslims are experiencing today. I want to ask you to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hour, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is an hour in the day of Jummah that the supplication of my servant is answered. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on the people in Myanmar, to have mercy on the Rohingya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would preserve them and protect them, provide them with every facility, alhamdulillah, that they continue to be connected to us in the body of Islam. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. You know, Allah reminds us in the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And for those of you who know me, I love this particular surah, particularly to recite it out loud in jama'ah. إِذَّ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. If we want to know where the help of Allah is going to come from, it's going to come when the parts of the body come together around saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and then following it with deeds of righteousness, amilu salihat. That's what it's about. You know, some people, we had some guests here from different religions today. We were meeting before the Jummah. They said, why did you become Muslim? Because I found in Islam people who say what they do. They don't say we love all of humanity but we're racist. Oh, you know, we're for moral and upright behavior but we gamble. I found most of us. I found in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a relationship between what you say and what you do. And so when the Quran says the victory will come, it's a guarantee it will come. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. But Islam has to be more than talk. It has to be converted into action. Right now, there is a worldwide crisis of racist nationalism worldwide. It's the opposite of Islam. Worldwide. Look in France and Germany. Skinheads. Anti-non-European racism. Look in England, Brexit. We don't want those people here. Some of them been there hundreds of years. We don't want them people here. We wanted them when they were our colony. We were exploiting them. Now that they're not a colony, we don't want them anymore. Check it out. the United States of America. And I'm an original, I'm an original American. I love America. But there's racism, the snake raising his ugly head in America, racism. Ku Klux Klan just murdered somebody a month ago down in Virginia, in Charlottesville. What do you do about it? You see it raising its ugly head in Myanmar, and the big difference. We're talking about one person being killed in Charlottesville. We're talking about thousands of people being killed in Myanmar. Because people are listening to Nuwasuwiso of Shaitan. And some of them have displaced hundreds of thousands of people. If there is a Muslim bone in your body, you need to ask yourself the fundamental question. What are you going to do? Now see, for you and I, because the extremity is so far away from us, we have to think about what to do. If our heart was connected right and our blood was flowing through it, it would circulate and we would feel what they feel in Myanmar. Right now, Helping Hand for Relief and Development has been over the past few years providing support for families who have been made either internal refugees, they had to flee where they live. Others have sought refuge in Bangladesh. May Allah have mercy on the people of Bangladesh. They're already suffering. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anh, there was a famine in Medina. He said, food enough for two is enough for three. Some narrations say enough for three is enough for four. So the Bangladeshi Muslims are doing what they're supposed to do. They may not do everything, but they're doing this. Because they're part of the body that's close. You and I have to do our part. Sheikh Shakir, alhamdulillah, he said something in the first khutbah. He said, how many of you know about the crisis in Myanmar? Everybody raise their hand. And we've been sending around to each other horrific photographs of Muslim children being treated like dogs. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. He said, well, how many of you would like to take one of those refugee families, just family of three or four, and let them stay with you for 1 month? Some of us, we have, you know, when you're a refugee, you live in overcrowded conditions. They won't mind staying in your basement. I'm telling you, they won't mind. You say, look, let the Rohingya come and I'll let them just stay in the back bedroom. They'd be happy. He said, then how about this? Why don't you just send some money to the relief effort in Bangladesh so they don't have to come and live in your house? But you will adopt them as part of your family. Well, alhamdulillah, to help them through the crisis, because if one part of the body hurts, the whole body is caught in fever and pain. So, bismillah, after the salat, I'm going to ask you to help us help them. In fact, it's even better than that. We're going to help them so that they can help us. So that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of our mistakes and all of our errors and our forgetfulness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us something from the family that we would have put in our basement or in our small room. A hasanat from them that's pure. For some of us, it will enter us from the hellfire into the Jannah, and for others, it will raise our station to have saved the life of one family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen you. Don't listen to the waswasu when it comes time to give. Bithnillah, put shaitan out of your mind. And I'm saying to you now, less than $20 a week is $1,000 for the whole year. If you can pledge at that level, bi'idhnillah, we will have saved the lives. People are starving. They're in pain. We will have saved the lives of thousands of people. Allahumma dina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait, wa tawalana fi man tawalait. O Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. O Allah, protect us among those whom you have protected. Ya Allah, take us, walhamdulillah, as a friend like you took Ibrahim alayhi salam as a friend. Ya Allah, we pray, walhamdulillah, for your mercy and your peace, Ya Allah, on those who are suffering, Ya Allah, around the corner or around the world. O Allah, help us to be emissaries of your peace, Ya Allah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أخنا الجنة مع أبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقم صلاة.